It's Wednesday, the 19th of June, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 1 p.m. news. The Monetary Policy Committee of the Bank of Namibia has decided to keep the repo rate unchanged at 7.75%, with the prime lending rate holding steady at 11.50%. Governor of the Bank of Namibia, Johannes Gavagab, says the policy stance will continue to safeguard the one-to-one link between the Namibia dollar and the South African rand and support domestic economic activity.
The MPC decided to hold the repo rate steady at its current level of 7.75%. This decision was made following a comprehensive review of domestic, regional and global economic developments. Let's consider domestic developments that inform that decision. Domestic economic activity increased during the first 4 months of 2024.
Global aviation industry leader Sarin Vintuk for the Aviation Development Africa Conference, or VIADEV, hosted by the Namibia Airports Company at Mervinpick Hotel. The annual forum brings together influential stakeholders, including airlines, airports, tourism boards, as well as industry experts, to explore opportunities that will deliver new air routes across Africa. Here's the CEO of VIADEV Africa, John Howell.
So the aim of VIADEV and the reason we designed it is the whole idea is for it to be a business-centric event. So we're organizing over 1,000 meetings between airlines, airports, tourism authorities, and the whole ambition is to create more air connectivity to, from, and within Africa and raise the profile of African aviation and get it back on its feet and back where it needs to be.
About 3,000 guests, including President Nangolo Mbumba, other domestic leaders and international heads of state, have taken their seats at the swearing-in ceremony of South African President Cyril Ramaphosa at the Union Buildings in Pretoria. Meanwhile, U.S. Ambassador Ruben Brigati says this is a historic moment for democracy and the ANC deserves enormous credit for respecting the voices of South Africans.
This is an historic moment for South Africa, for the people of South Africa, and for South African democracy. You know, the real test of any democracy is when the voters choose to change political leadership and the political parties respect that choice. And I think the ANC deserves enormous credit for respecting the voice of the voters and also, as expected, for upholding constitutional democracy. So this is a fantastic moment, not only for South African democracy, but indeed for democracy around the world.
And finally, researchers have identified a biological signature for Parkinson's disease they hope could lead to a simple blood test for the condition at least 7 years before symptoms appear. Scientists have screened blood samples of people with Parkinson's and detected 8 key proteins or biomarkers common to those with the condition. Based on these proteins in the blood, artificial intelligence could identify potential Parkinson's patients several years in advance. Parkinson's is the world's fastest growing neurological condition and affects 10 million people worldwide. Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.